Dear friends, we begin our Sunday webinar. As it's been traditional for us, we've been in different studios, and there is a Dr. Michael Ratten.
Hello, hello.
Boris Belotsirkovsky, Alexander Kozlov, and I'm Simon Vinokur, and we begin the topic to feel the dependency on each other. There are many viewers. Guests, please ask your questions so it all goes dynamically. So how to feel the dependency on each other? Yes, we feel how we connected, how we are in our global system. The virus helped us. We feel that we're connected, but we don't realize how we're dependent on each other. And that's a paradox. We're connected, but we don't feel dependent. How to go beyond that?
That is indeed the case. It is a big problem. We realize that we are connected. We don't want to be, but we are. We're in one system. The virus affects everyone. It goes from one to the other. We see this, and we see this on ourselves, and at the same time, we see it in other countries as well. Today, we have no problem communicating with each other. So we can learn from everyone and around us. Everyone, so we are connected, but the fact that we're dependent, yes, that is a problem, because this dependency can be on multiple levels, and we haven't studied this yet. It's very difficult for us, this dependency, because the connection, it's scientific. We can study it, all sorts of connections, bonds, how they exist, good or bad, it doesn't matter what they are. But they're objective, seemingly. Dependencies, however, here we start dealing with our subjective understanding, sensation. Maybe I don't want to be feeling dependent, or I don't want others to be dependent on me, and that they can come to me with complaints. So dependency is a very delicate issue. We still need to figure out how we're dependent and what, how does it manifest? Is it willing, unwilling, or are we deliberately affecting one another? There are all sorts of guesses, speculations you can make. So if we're talking about dependency, I understand that there cannot be a clear, founded opinion, well-founded opinion. There are always people making assumptions and so forth. So that's my answer generally. What do you want to know specifically?
There's one more question. Yes, we feel, nevertheless, it's more and more this pandemic helps us, that we're all interconnected, that a lot of things affects us all, the entire humanity, we're all in one boat. And nobody's moving, nobody's going anywhere, everybody's in lockdown, but nevertheless, we continue as we live in an egoistic world. We blame everybody, each other. We pull things to ourselves. Americans are printing $3 billion, $1 trillion, not billions. In Germany, $1 trillion euro just to pull Germany out, and so on and so forth. China, India, everybody is just taking care of themselves. Hungary, so everybody is like mice in their holes. All these trillions, all this unemployment, all the social problems that could arise, how much more needs to be shown to the world this these methods to be ineffective, so that we reach the turn point, the radical point, which moves us. We would like you to open this topic. Is that point far away from us? How much more do we need to wait? How much more do we need to suffer to find the right way?
The problem, again, is in the fact that we don't want to admit that we depend on each other. We are dependent on each other. And each one finds their own solutions to these problems, and he does not care at all what happens to others. Moreover, or even more, he can measure his own well-being against the well-being of others. So the worse others are, the better off he is. So these problems are very easily resolved, everyone for himself, and no one does anything together. No solution is communal. So with the coronavirus, because it is global, and it impacts us globally, and it moves us, it is moving us towards a certain formula, or like an evening in the south, because nature is global. So what happens is that if we keep behaving as we're behaving today, then nothing good is going to come off from this virus. We're not going to be able to overcome it because it is a degree of magnitude higher than us. So if it is impacting globally all of humanity, we're not going to deal with it on our own. It is not the same level of influence. It affects us, and we affect it. So we're going to need to find other ways of battling it, battling ourselves, our own ego. And then, only after, to the degree that we are willing to unite, we'll be able to affect the virus. The virus hits the lack of the correct connection between us. We don't yet understand this. We're going to need to realize it more or better. It doesn't hit a nation or country or groups of people. It hits us because we are not connected. This is a brand new thing for us. That's why it is difficult for us to work with it. This virus is meant to bring us together, for us to come together, for us to start relating to everyone as one whole humanity. So the virus itself isn't, it doesn't threaten all of humanity, like all the other things that happen in the world, Ebola virus and everything else. We simply don't understand how nature is forcing us with its language, with its actions. It compels us, it forces us to start working with each other correctly, interacting. And now this coronavirus is forcing us to distance, but that's physically. But internally, if we were to begin to draw closer to each other and mutual help and assistance, and the sensation that we constitute one global humanity, then we would feel how we can overcome all the negative consequences that result. That happened as a result of the virus. They happen not because it's the virus influencing us. It's the virus influencing us as one whole, but we are breaking ourselves up, separating ourselves into different pieces, and different separate individuals.
Okay, Sash. So, because of that, we have a question. We are all in isolation, from all these small shells, can we perceive these ideas, this common pressure which nature gives us? So what a person needs to do from his own family, from the entire world, or from his own country, how a person can come out of the shell to the space, common space, where he could feel this pressure? By way.
First, we need to understand the the movements that, like with our hands, with our feet and our tongue, that it's not about that. Our movements need to be internal, what we're doing within ourselves, coming to realize that we're all part of one system, one whole, by what the Kabbalists call soul or Adam. Adam is not the first man, as we're used to thinking. Adam, as in translation, it's translated as man, human. That's what we call the global human society. All of humanity is called Adam. That is why we need to take into account that nature relates to us as to Adam, as to one humanity. And if in accordance with our development, we don't come to the realization that we are one Adam, meaning one system in which everyone is interconnected and needs to support each other, then there is a dysfunction, a disruption in the system that takes place, in which we recognize that we are all egoists that are separate and from each other, disconnected, versus where we need to be from nature's side at this point in our development. So there is a desired state, what nature is demanding of us, and then there is a state that in which we actually exist. So the difference between these states is what causes nature to deal all of these blows to us. They can be environmental, ecological, technological, and including viruses and others. So absolutely all negative consequences that result in a human society, in each of us individually and in all of us globally, they are as a result of our lack of conformity to this one system called Adam. And Adam, again, it translates as similar to nature, similar to creator, from the word dome, similar. And it follows that to the extent that we are not similar, the degree of our lack of similarity to nature causes nature to influence us negatively. And that manifests on several levels, inanimate, vegetative, animate, or human. Right now, it is manifesting on an animate level as this virus.
Questions from everywhere, Pavel from Omsk. The realization that I depended on somebody, is it going to help? Is it going to help somebody?
Of course, because we influence nature. Our biggest influence on nature is one of our feelings and our minds. Meaning, with our heart and our mind, we influence the environment more than physically. That is why it is so important, if we realize how interconnected we are and how we can be in this common, integral, mutual interaction of this one system called Adam. And for those prophetic pleas to manifest in us, the things that the prophets called upon us to do, to be one, to be as one man with one heart and so on, this is all for the future, but nature makes this a goal for us, and it will bring us to this goal. It will compel us to understand, to realize that we are one system. despite the fact that we exist in individual egoistic protein bodies, we're going to need to come to the realization that we exist in one spiritual field or energy field or whatever you call it, but in one field.
Question from Facebook of Zaur. So it turns out we can't stand away of the nature. We just need to come to peace with it, right? And give up.
First of all, we shouldn't be setting ourselves against nature. It is absolutely illogical, unreasonable. Why should I be putting myself up against nature? Nature is all of space. Nature is the inner qualities and degrees that I can't even begin to conceive. Who am I? I'm just a spawn of nature, a product of it. Who are you against nature? A tiny bug. You have no idea what you're dealing with even. Why would you even phrase the question that way? It's unreasonable. It's like a small child trying to go to war. Do you want to be a Don Quixote or something? You need to understand that this is a huge, vast system of many, many levels in which we exist, but we don't understand where and how. That is why, to the extent of our development, we need to try to find our space in it, our place in it. If we were inanimate or vegetative parts of nature, constituents of nature, we would be naturally a part of it, like an integral element of nature. But because we're human, in addition to us existing in nature, there's also an element in us that's called the ego, which pushes us out of nature. I want to be special. I want to be this. That what the animals don't have. This is the difference of man from animals. It's the ego, the human ego. And in this, he pushes himself out of nature and suffers. The nature of the ego, it's always growing. It's forcing us to be opposite to each other, opposite to the nature around us on the inanimate, vegetative, animate levels. This is our evil. It's our problem. That's what it's called. The evil inclination, of man. It's for us to realize that it is evil and to correct it to be good. And then we would understand all the depth of nature. And how we can be connected integrally with it and to understand it fully and to be in full compliance with it and all of its actions. But then it depends on our constantly developing egoistically, meaning the ego is given to us not for us to set ourselves against nature, to oppose it somehow, but for us to use it precisely with its help. We could connect to nature, to appreciate our state when we're distant from it, and then to bring ourselves closer and to start interacting with it correctly and by helping each other, then man would truly become one with all of nature, what we call the Creator, because nature is the Creator. Yes.
We have many questions on the internet, and we invite everybody to participate live. So, George from Tbilisi, he almost agreed with you. So all the souls are one organism, but how can we say the same about the entire humanity, that it's one organism? What kind of organism is it? How's it connected?
We're not talking about physical bodies or animal bodies. We're talking about internal meaning of the creature? Where is it going? What goal permeates it? What are the impulses that drive it? And those exist in all levels, inanimate, vegetative, animal levels of nature. They have their own internal power, a vector. Now, the direction of this vector, whether or not we understand it, but that exists in the smallest particle, the grain of sand, or a huge part of the universe. It's very distant from us. It doesn't matter. We're still talking about inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human. Where the direction of it, where is it being directed? So the parts of nature that we call inanimate, vegetative, and animate, they are actually they obey the human level. They're subject to the human level. If we were to aim ourselves correctly to each other, we would suddenly discover that all of nature, the whole of space, it would change. It would become friendlier to each other. We would see that there are no just explosions that happen just because, or things are coming apart. We would see the purpose behind everything that happens in us, inside of us, outside of us, out in space, and those black holes and everything. We would see that all nature constitutes not just matter, but thought. And that thought on different levels, it aspires to its perfection, towards manifesting. It's what's called in Kabbalah Machshavat Abriya, the goal of creation. So what we need to do is to make this goal of the goal of creation to take place, to manifest, for it to reach its one final essence, form of manifestation.
I have questions, direct questions. Mac 2, please, friends. Mac 2?
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Yes, hello, friend. Hello, Rav. The question from Ekaterina. If all the countries only take care of themselves, that means that we haven't learned the lesson of the nature?
Naturally. Have we ever seen it that we have learned the lesson?
Thank you. Another question from Maria. So now I realize my evil inclination and more, and there is no end to that evil inclination. Is it going to ever end? Where can I get the strength from to reveal that evil in me?
You simply need to learn how to turn this evil to good, and then each time evil is revealed, you're going to be happy, because above it you're going to build good, and thus you will connect yourself to all of space, to the whole world, to the whole common soul, and then you will feel that you are entering a state of perfection, the main goal, the main state of eternity, infinity. More?
Makadin? Mac 1 and Mac 2. It's almost 200 people that are in Zoom. Mac 1, please. A question from Amata. Can we measure the bestowal?
Yes, both bestowal and reception are forces that can be measured in certain units in accordance with the units of our ego. Our ego is split into 125 egoistic degrees, and that is how we measure the force of reception and accordingly the force of bestowal using those same units of measurement. More? These forces are called aviyut, meaning the thickness of a desire. More?
There's another question from Bella, Odessa. Is it possible to create online schools for education of child education?
Yes, we have that. We have Kabbalistic education for grown-ups and for children. We have all that as part of our international Kabbalah Academy. Yes, go ahead.
Another question from Germany. B button. Please, friends.
Меня слышно?
Слышно.
Can you hear me?
Прекрасно. У меня
great. A friend of mine from Italy, her name is Magdalene. She's asking, dear Rav, if we reach in a society a mutual dependency and adhesion with the Creator, are we going to lose the freedom in such a society? Magdalene asks.
The question is very good. We're not going to lose anything because along the way we're going to realize that we are not free in any way, that our ego is in total control of us. It doesn't ask us what we want. It forces us to do whatever it wants at each moment in time. And if we can discover that it is the ego that governs us and to rise above it, then we'll be able to govern it, to control it, and thus to control ourselves, our fate. And most importantly, we will begin to feel that we don't live in an egoistic physical body, but above it. And thus, we'll start to feel ourselves as existing eternally in an eternal space. This is where we must come to arrive while still living in this world. It is written that you will see your future world while still living in this one. Therein lies the purpose, the goal of Kabbalah, to give man an opportunity to rise above physical nature, from above animate nature to human nature. And a human is he who exists eternally outside of time. Time doesn't exist. It exists only on the inanimate, vegetative, and animate organism, on those levels. But on the level of Adam, there is no time. There, everything is like what Einstein says. It enters a different dimension. Go ahead.
Another question from the internet about freedom and dependency. Oleg is asking, the dependency is always lack of freedom. Can we break out of this circle?
Dependency, it's always a dependency, but not necessarily a lack of freedom or slavery. It depends on what this dependency is. If I am dependent on the whole universe, I know that I am a part of it, and I willingly, voluntarily comply, I observe all of the laws that exist in the universe, then I feel that I feel the eternity and perfection of the universe. So it doesn't weigh on me that I am one of its parts of the universe. More?
I have questions from Mac 1, Mac 2, Mac 1, please. Your five actions after waking up during the coronavirus and in regular world, what are they?
They haven't changed by any means. They're the same actions. I still get up. If I have a lesson at 3 a.m., let's say, I get up around 12, around midnight. And I do my business as usual. I study Kabbalah. And when I enter the lesson, I'm already connected, so I'm already warmed up, like an athlete before competition. That's it. Why, like, five actions? I don't know. But I think that in order to teach correctly, properly, I need to be in full spiritual vigor in advance before it begin. More?
Guys, please. A question from Lilia from Kishinev. How to unite between us from the feelings or from logic?
Best is logic. When a person realizes, understands why he needs to unite, that this is a law of nature, and thus he brings himself to the right conformity to nature, the creator. This whole system that we were talking about, it's called the creator. You can call it something else, but it's this way. We're not confused. So when a person realizes this, and the goal of his life becomes clear to him, that he needs to reveal the system and to be and to find himself as an integral part of it.
Question: is it right to use the shame to rise above ego?
Yes, but this shame, it needs to be, it's for my insufficient actualization. That's a good shame.
Question from Krasnoyarsk?
Yes?
Only then he will begin to change. Why is it so difficult?
The question got cut off.
The nature immediately reacted to our isolation, and a person must somehow digest it and to understand, and then he will change. Why is it so difficult for a person to do so?
Our ego blocks us off. It locks us within. That's why I don't see, I don't hear anyone else. Another person for me is something that doesn't exist. I can just sympathize with him somehow, to sense him somehow, but I still don't sense him, but I sense myself, my perception with respect to him. Therein lies the problem. That's why everything that I feel egoistically, precisely within myself, transforming it, transforming my feelings onto another one, projecting onto them. That's so this system called faith above reason, that's what we call it. Don't think of these words that you understand what they mean. But there is the system where we enter a level of perceiving the world not with our current sensory organs, with our current senses, but we rise above them. Meaning, I acquire the qualities of an integral world. I begin to perceive the world like Einstein or even higher. I don't know. I begin to perceive the world in its absolutely integral form, where distances and movements, none of that matters, nothing, but there is just this one integral system called soul or Adam. So that when I begin to perceive the world in this way, from that point on, I start disposing of my, using my actions differently.
Another question from Rosanna. How is it possible to execute love thy neighbor as thyself if I love myself and I need to love others?
She's right. These are two different forms of love, but you can love someone more than you love yourself if you begin to understand that love of another is the same love, but on a different level, on a global, perfect, eternal level. But my love of self, it's a love on a physical level, merely on a physical level. That is why you can't compare one to the other. The love that is external and infinite versus internal and linear, like tiny. You can't compare these things. When a person starts feeling these two levels of love, he begins to love the world and perfection more than his own animal.
Another question from Katerina. Every person must begin to work on his own ego, but it's difficult. It turns that you always have to think of yourself. How to stop being egoistic?
It's a gradual process. Don't worry about it. It happens gradually. It will happen to you as well. You're going to need to go through all sorts of different thoughts and deliberations and changes and studies with us. But in the end, you will see that it all comes down to a person's inner transformation. He begins to feel the world from himself, that the world is different, that it is connected, integrally connected and perfect, and he feels himself in the system. And he arrives at a state where he no longer cares about the perception of this world the way that we all perceive it currently. What he cares about is to be in this world, to be the right integral part of this world, because then he'll be able to add to this world something that no one else can, and then it follows that the whole world depends on him.
Sochi, please. A question from Oleg. As I understood, my independence is a realization of dependence on the society, but it's impossible because I always want to be independent of anyone.
It is precisely the fact that you are absolutely connected in all of the world, eternal and perfect desire that the Creator has made, and that's what makes you the perfect and independent. You cannot escape the fact that you are a creature. But your opportunity after you accept the fact that you are a creature, it reveals in you the opportunity to become, to reach the level of the Creator, to reach the same degree as Him. Go ahead.
Let's ask some questions from Facebook. There's a broadcast on Facebook. Why, because of greediness and egoism of one person, other people suffer?
Because we're all parts of one system and we influence each other, just as in the body. If there is an injury to a foot, then the whole body suffers.
Joseph Rose. Another question from Joseph Rose from YouTube, from Great Britain. When do you think the governments will realize what you're talking about?
Never. Never. But I am an optimist, because governments, they're not going to understand anything. It's impossible for them to understand. They will only be capable of understanding when being pressured by the populace, by us. that's when the government will have their own desires and thoughts changed. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. And you would do the same thing in their place.
Exactly the question is about. The situation is given to us to free ourselves or to revolt.
There's no point to revolution or anything. Like, these methods are never going to resolve anything, bring us to anything good. It's only for us to do the revolution within ourselves, for us to want to be together. When we, the common people, when we become connected to one another in our thoughts and our intentions and our desires, and because of these viruses that we're getting now and we're going to be getting in the future, they're preparing us for this. So for as we draw nearer, closer to each other, and understanding in empathy, then we will begin to impact all people in the world, including our governments, even though it feels that it's impossible to affect them. We're going to be able to do it precisely when we're going to unite among ourselves with our desires and thoughts. Our desires and thoughts will be influencing everything. And thus we will be correcting all the things that exist. And the governments are going to be powerless. They're going to perceive our thoughts and feelings, meaning heart and mind, and we're going to be in charge of everything.
From different places, the same question. Is it possible that people are going to remove all the borders between the countries?
Of course. Even now, we see, like, what do these borders do? Nothing. Whenever necessary, thousands of people can move from one place to another very easily. The time of borders is ending. And the borders are being removed. They're changing their absorption, their transparency. Borders don't really mean much in today's world. The world really is moving towards having one language, and one thought, one movement. Everything would be one. If there weren't egoistic rulers, governors in our governments, the world would already be a lot more integral. But they only care about divide and conquer. It still allows them to keep their borders, to create laws, and so forth.
Igor from Moscow, regarding independence and independence. How to be independent of others for a common person?
Start loving them, and you will see that your love for them makes you higher than they are. And independent of them, even though you're thinking of them and you wish them well. But only in this way. You cannot exit this integral system. All you can do is to rise in it. And that means to care for it.
Question from Bishkek. Guys, please ask. In corporate world, I cover my desires with money, but in spirituality, Samsum Aleph, is it everybody individually, or there's one common for 10?
In the spiritual world, you cover your desires with your ability to bestow. In this world, you cover your desires with the desire to the will to receive. That's the difference between our world and the spiritual world. More?
Mac, please, since there are 200 of them.
That's Mach 1. There is another Mach below them.
A question from Victor. To accept everything that happens as a good thing, is it a beginning of a spirituality?
Yes, if you truly are able to perceive it that way, for that you need to be fully connected with the group and with the Creator that manifests in the group, then you'll be able to perceive everything that happens as absolute goodness. And now Mach 1.
Mach 1.
Mach 1.
We also have many questions. Michael, what do you need to realize the integrality? Because we are all in perceiving by ourselves. It's not. We need some kind of integral technology for to realize the otherwise.
Yes, this integral technology exists in Kabbalah. It is called unifying in a 10. Unifying in a 10 teaches us how we can create a mini group similar to all of humanity, to all of the universe, and within the connection between the 10 people, ideally you want them to be tens of the same sex, either men or women. Then in this 10, like in a laboratory, we can investigate all of the laws and functions of nature, the whole of nature, the animate one, meaning egoistic, as well as the spiritual, meaning altruistic. Mach 2.
Question from Nikolai. Love thy neighbor as thyself. The love to other grows relative to love to oneself or opposite?
Love of others grows as you aspire to love others. And in order for this love of others to be actualized, you are given the ego, love of self. By rising above your ego, love of self, you build love of others. That is how you have constantly this balance of two opposing forces, and you are always in this inner dynamic equilibrium.
Bulgari, ask. Bulgari, please. Bulgari. Hello, Rev. Question as follows. If the ego commands us, then who are we?
We are tiny egoistic creatures. More?
Next.
Simeon, go ahead.
Let's let BBUK ask. Hello. On our page, we have the following question. If I love them, will they wish less evil to me?
Naturally, to the extent that I will be able to love others, people, I will be able to protect it from them. But that is not the goal that I need to try to achieve. I need to try to achieve loving others, love of your friend, love of your neighbor. That is the main, most important law of the whole world, of the whole universe, of both this world and the other world, the world beyond. More?
Guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can we use the altruistic love and how do we do?
They have such a quality. They want to use others for their own sake, for their own benefit. It doesn't mean we need to do it. If I want to rise above this physical existence, this animal existence, and not be limited to the life that I have here, to this animal body, but I want to be above it, to connect to the eternal and perfect level of nature. Even now, before my body ceases to exist, then I need to change my attitude towards the world. Even from a purely egoistic perspective, this is something that's worth doing.
Perm is asking, how much time needs to pass for a person to change his ego to altruism?
That depends on the person. It depends on the time in which he exists. In our time, it can be very quickly. Maybe 5, 10, 15 years. But we're talking about years, still years. But what do you want? Why are we given these years? Why are we given years? Ask a person who's finishing his life. Imagine that you're about to end your finish your life. And what? Why have you lived all this time? What, to live through all the good times and bad, and that's it? So you need to use your years to achieve the goal that will allow you to keep existing.
Inessa is asking, can we ask another question?
Yes.
Is it possible to tell how this connection in 10 is felt, or the connection between 10, is there such a connection?
A person in the 10, if he feels that he is in the 10, then he feels that he is connected with everyone as one body, one desire, one common aspiration, one feeling. But this is a dynamic state. It's changing. You need to advance. He's constantly he's in from them, that he's out, away from them. He gets disconnected, and then he forces himself back to connection with them, and so forth. Mach 1.
How do we need to relate to aggressive criticism of studying Kabbalah?
Why do you need to have an aggressive attitude? I don't have an aggressive attitude to anyone. If I hear from others, oh, Kabbalah, Kabbalist, some sort of complaints or accusations or disdain, what can you do with a person who doesn't understand? So he doesn't understand. We need to explain. We need to understand that it's given to you by nature. And by doing this, you are correcting the world. And then gradually, bit by bit, you're dealing with something that the Creator has created. So understand who you're dealing with, who you're working with. I have patience. You can't escape it. There's no avoiding it. And gradually, the world is going to be transformed. That's why it was given to me. Mark.
Another question. Is it possible to say that the accepting other opinion is the faith above reason? If so, how can I do so without breaking my own perception, my own world?
Faith above reason is in spite of my opinion, when I accept the opinion of the friend, and I use his opinion as a paramount, even though it's opposite to mine, I try to make it 100% fully governing over me. It's something that must be experienced to understand what it's like. Faith of a reason, it's something that we're studying right now very, very deeply, very thoroughly. It is a system of a spiritual perspective, view of reality. It's when you begin to see the spiritual world as being higher, or you begin to see the spiritual world through our world. It's not easy. It requires a great deal of time and effort until you begin to perceive it correctly. It's a completely new system of the universe. It's as if like you had different brain, different thoughts and feelings. More?
There are plenty of questions in chat. So many.
Yes, we have a few minutes.
From YouTube, Kunyam is asking, should there be people that are responsible for others? Isn't it egoistic thought?
No, everyone has to be dependent on and responsible for everyone else, because we're all parts of this one system. And so if there's anything in this system that is wrong, then something is wrong with me as a result. You can't escape this, because we are all one system called Adam.
Let's go ahead. Tanya is asking, how do I need to react over growing egoistic of others, not wearing masks or that are disregarded to others?
That's something you need to work on in yourself. You can do certain actions for them to understand that you're neglecting them, and that you feel pain not because they might harm you, but because of their own attitude, neglectful attitude towards others. More?
Question from Facebook. How can we convince others that in all situations you need to stay calm?
I wouldn't say that it's possible. I know this from myself. You don't need to be calm necessarily, but you can immediately recognize that the ego can just knock you out, and some time is going to pass before you come back, before you recover. The Creator does this deliberately to show you when He adds these new egoistic desires that you're supposed to take you to the higher level. So it takes time. We just need to be in one common system to support each other. Imagine that you had this lesson daily. It would bring you to a good state and a normal state. What would it do? It would calibrate you. It would go through the spiritual calibration, and it would balance you out. And gradually you would begin to view the world differently. Yes.
Another question from Facebook. Is there end of the world soon?
Don't worry, the world won't be ending anytime soon. There's nothing is limited by our world or our time even. We just need to do what we can to make our life as meaningful as possible and to do positive things with it. Yes?
Okay, great. The question from Facebook. How can a person realize his own evil if his nature doesn't allow that to happen? Every moment he justifies his action.
Absolutely right. That's why what we're doing here, the approach we're using, the method, is called faith above reason. It's rising above the ego. How is it done? The fact that I am putting myself in the group, in the 10, and I attempt to dissipate, to dissolve in the 10, and thus I rise above myself. Only this is the only way. If you don't have a group, you're not going to be able to do it, and that will be a problem for you. Like right now, we're ending our mock. We're ending our meeting here, and I have a meeting with my 10, and I'm waiting for it. I can't wait for it to happen because I want to reformat myself.
So maybe the question from what is nature?
Nature, it's our nature, the will to receive pleasure, to be within myself, the so-called ego. And the opposite nature that we don't feel, it's the opposite. Altruism, to be, to care for others, to love others. We can't feel it, but we can, look at examples like the way a mother loves her child, even though, again, in our egoistic world, there cannot be any sort of altruistic manifestation of love from one creature to another. But as we move forward, we're gonna see that it is possible. There is the upper world, the upper light, especially substance that can influence us and change us, and we will be different. Good luck to all of you. Until we meet next time, I hope that everyone's going to be well. I'm certain that if you're going to be studying with us, that we're going to go through all of these states that are sent to us, and we're going to reach the goal towards which nature is taking us, and this virus is going to be our good, benevolent guide. Goodbye.